Nedom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedom Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, 8 lines up from the foot of the page, Ke'imah. Ke'imah, Rabbi Yochan Amar, Ke'imah, Tamida. The answer is, to the question at the end of the previous year, like Imra, Rabbi Yochan said he means like a lamb of the Tamid. Taman Amin, Kevlad, Chatas, then Bavli they say, like the child of Chatas, it dies and it's not offered. Rather, we must say that it's Matvis in the original Kedusha, meaning its mother. Same applies to one who said, Kenesa of Shlomim, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish argue about Ke'imra, there's no source to say that they argue about whether or not one is Matvis in the original Kedusha. Rishim and Lokish Amar Ke'ailoi Shal Avram Avinu. Shlokish says that he means like the ram of Avram Avinu that he offered in place of Yitzhak. Ani Rivchia Messiah Rishim and Lokish Ke'imra to the Yonak Min Yemayi. My support for Rish Lakish, Rav Chiya's Baisa says, like a lamb that never nursed, Avram Zan was created at the end of the 6 days of creation, and it was created as a mature ram. And that's in the Rabbanan, the Tamon, Nisni Kazora. Rabbanan there say that Imra is not a korban that's offered, because Mizbech teaches this. If Mizbech refers to Mizbech itself, it should have taught also Ka'azora. Amar Bi Avin, Al-Daita to Shimon Ben Lakish, Nisni Kekabon from Mizbeach. Rabbi Avin says that Rish Lakish holds that Avram's ram was a proper korban. Mizbeach refers to Mizbeach itself. If it referred to the korbanos of the Mizbeach, it should have taught korbanos of Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Andashi de Birchon, Nisni Kedishon Mizbeach, Apnimi Ramanayra. Rabbi Yosi Rabun says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't explain like Rabban or Rish Lakish because Meila doesn't apply to Vlad Chatas, nor to Avram's ram, because he didn't have the law of Esau. If our Mishnah wanted to teach about Kedusha without Me'ila, it should teach ashes of the Inner Mizbeach and the Menorah. Kedirim, Kedirim Shal Eitzim, Kedirim Shal Karbonas, Ke'etzim, Kishnei Gzirei Eitzim. Our Mishnah said like pens, that's like pens of wood for the fire on the Mizbeach, or like pens of Karbonas. Like wood is like the two logs that are arranged on the Mizbeach each day. Ke'ishim, Kish Shal Havyos, Eish, Kumizbeach, Kugabonos Kumizbeach, Kehechol, Kugabonos Ahechol, Kirushalayim, Kugabonos Kirushalayim. Like fire is like flames on the Mizbeach, like the Mizbeach is like Kugabonos of the Mizbeach, like the Hechol is like Kugabonos of, means the blood is brought into the Hechol, and like Yerushalayim is like Kugabonos of Yerushalayim. Another Be'echad, Mikol, Mishamshe, Mizbeach, Kugoin, Kaf, Umachte, Umizbeach. If one vowed to any of the matters that serve the Mizbeach, like a spoon for the Levoina, which is the frankincense, incense pan, or bucket for blood, it's as if he said Korban. Yehuda says, one who says Kirushalayim, it has no effect, because he intended only for the wood and the rocks in it. If one said Ketayra is permitted, he intended Kedushas to the Kedushas of Torah, I mean it's not a Dava Hanado. A Kosov Bar Aweza Asa, Kokavonas Haksubim Shabbat. If one said like what's written in it, it's forbidden, he intended for the Kavonas written in it. Istanaitani Ketayra Kuksuva Bar Aweza Muta. Some teach Ketayra and like what is written in it, it is permitted. We have Makahana Amma Dubshimani. We have Makahana said this is like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that Rabbi Shimon says that if one swore, I do not have of yours wheat or barley or spelt, if he found that he does not have wheat, he is exempt for the rest, since he is exempt for the rest. Also here, since the vow does not take effect on the first matter, which is Ketura, it does not take effect on the rest. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Akolhi, Ketura, Kekudushas Teura, Kekasobba, Kekudushas Ksoya. Rabbi Yosi says it's like everyone, Ketura, he intended Kedusha Satura, like what is written in it, he intended for the Kedusha of Hashem's name and other Kodesh matters written in it.